All over the devotees will be having extra kirtan, having extra harinam, sankirtan, going out in the streets and chanting in the streets, and some japa, extra japa, chanting on the beads, and just all in all, a great focus on chanting the holy names, because as I'm sure you're all aware, the chanting of the holy names is the prescribed process for this age of Kali. And yes, it really, it's the prescribed process, because it is the most effective process in this age. There are different processes which are particularly recommended or emphasized, focused on in the different yugas or ages in the course of the functioning of the universe. There's actually a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam which talks about this. Krite yad dhyayato Vishnu, Tretayam yajato makai, Dwarparam paracharyavam, Kalo tad hari kirtanam. That the same result of God realization, developing your personal direct relationship with God, with Krishna, the same result that was achieved in the Satya Yuga or Krita Yuga. There are four ages in the cycle of the ages in this material world. First of all, the best age, like a golden age, is Satya Yuga. It's very nice. So that verse is saying that the same result which could have been gotten in that Satya Yuga, that golden age, through silent meditation on the Lord, and the same result which was also achieved in the following yuga, Treta Yuga, which the process was fire sacrifice, yajna, and the same result which was achieved in the Dwapara Yuga, the third age, through paracharyavam, means basically the worship of the deity in the temple. So the same result which was achieved in those ages through those activities we mentioned, that same result of God realization, full Krishna consciousness, can be achieved in this age, this Kali Yuga, through Hari Kirtan, through chanting the holy names of the Lord, Lord Hari or Lord Krishna. Yes, so Satya Yuga was much nicer. It's very peaceful. People were very peaceful. And very spiritually focused in a very natural and easy way. So for them to do silent meditation and realize God, it was relatively easy. Then Treta Yuga, they weren't as peaceful, but they were not bad. But the meditation became a little difficult because the atmosphere wasn't quite as much in goodness, not as peaceful. So what they did then was fire sacrifice, and they became God realized. Then in the Dwapara Yuga, it was definitely not as peaceful. And in fact, there were quite a few bad people, you could say. Satya Yuga, you didn't get any, practically. Treta Yuga, they were rare. Dwapara Yuga, they were around to some degree. And things were just not as focused and not so much in goodness. So the process that that was recommended, which they were generally performing, was the worship of the deity on the altar in the temple. In that way, they were becoming God realized. Now, in this Kali Yuga, I don't think you need me to tell you that peacefulness, sure, is hard to find. It's just hard to find. In the age of Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, find peacefulness, sobriety, and like maturity, freedom from lust, anger, greed, all these types of things. Well, it's hard to find. It's really hard to find. So as a result, these other processes we mentioned, that silent meditation from Satya Yuga, the golden age, the first age, that the performance of fire sacrifice from Treta Yuga, and the performance even of deity worship, it's not that they're useless, they're nice, they're good, but they don't have sufficient impact on the heart and the state of mind, just the internal being of people, to help them sufficiently to get free from lust, anger, greed, all these types of things. Yeah, they can help to some degree, but to actually become free from those things and fully God realized, those processes, even though they're nice, but they cannot bring you to that point. In this age of Kali, the age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only process which has that power to really cleanse the heart and just get all the nonsense out of the heart is the chanting of the holy names. This is the basic idea. So therefore, we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when and Chaitanya Bhagavat, they're both biographies of Lord Chaitanya, when there are descriptions of Lord Chaitanya being initiated by his spiritual master, Ishvara Puri, then, well, just a sec. Then, Lord Chaitanya asked, just immediately, as the ceremony was completed, he asked, so, now what should I do? Now I'm initiated, what should I do? And Ishvara Puri spoke a very, very famous verse. I'm sure you've all heard it many times. But it brings out this point about the chanting of the holy names being that powerful. whereas other processes, even though they may be nice, but they don't have that much potency. So he spoke this verse, famous verse, Harir Nam Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nastyeva, 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 Gatiya Anyata. So the question was, what should I do? And this is the answer. Chant the holy names. Chant the holy names. Chant the holy names three times. In this Kali Yuga, it is the only way, Gatiya Anyata, to achieve the goal of life in this Kali Yuga. Yes, so that's the situation in this day and age. Even though we do deity worship, obviously, we were just doing it a few minutes ago. We do deity worship. It's not that we don't do it. It's not like it's wrong or something like that. We do it. Sometimes we do fire sacrifice, initiations. We do fire sacrifice, weddings. We do fire sacrifice, particularly those two activities, and generally, most particularly, initiations. We do fire sacrifices. And devotees, when you receive second initiation, what do you think of that? Devotees, when you receive not just first but second initiation, then you'll be given certain mantras, Gayatri mantras, seven Gayatri mantras, and then you chant them silently, as was done in the Satya Yuga. Silent meditation was the process. So we do all these three activities. We do them. But the main thing without which the others, just everything will fall short. We will just not get that full result. Yeah. Without the chanting of the holy names. So that's in general. So therefore, we in the Hare Krishna movement, of course, we're famous as the Hare Krishna movement, but what many people are not aware of is that, at least officially, we, the Hare Krishna movement, it's just sort of like a nickname, you could say. It's not the real name of our organization. We are the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. That's the name of the organization, ISKCON. But because the chanting of the holy names, particularly in the form of the Hare Krishna mantra, is just that, is the only way in this Kali Yuga, in this day and age. And therefore, because we do that so much, therefore people know us generally as the Hare Krishna movement. Isn't it? Now, I don't know here in sunny PE. That was a joke, by the way. Here, I don't know how often we go out on Harinam. Is it often? Is it?
Not often.
At all?
Not often enough.
Not often enough. But is it? Does it happen?
Some devotees go.
Okay.
Yeah.
How often? When was the last time?
Maybe 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Not too bad. You know, we just, Sachikumar Prabhu and I, just returned from Russia direct to PE. Just flew straight in. And in Russia, even in the winter, in some, not everywhere, but in some cities. And when we talk about Russian winter, and particularly in Siberia, that's a serious winter. You have not experienced cold weather. It's just a joke what you call cold weather here. Ah, it's funny. There they have real cold weather. You know, like in most of Siberia, during winter means for like 4 months. It doesn't get any warmer than minus 20. And it's usually minus 25 to minus 35, around minus 30 is just the normal. Just the normal. And it's just snow, that everything is just snow for months. So, but in a number of places, even in such extreme conditions, they go out regularly on Harinam. 10, 20, 30, 40 devotees. Yeah. Anyway. So this week then is the special week all around the world. The Holy Name Week, for focusing, giving special extra attention to the chanting of the Holy Names. So we'll do that in a minute. We'll start the kirtan and we'll go on for an hour or so with kirtan, just sitting and having kirtan. Before we do, I just want to read one verse. It's Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 17, verse 133. And it's just a very beautiful verse. Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shudo Nitya Mukto Binatwan Nama Namino. The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions, for it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete, and it is the form of all transcendental mellows. It is not a material name under any condition, and it is no less powerful than Lord Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by the material qualities, there is no question of its being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. Yes. Binatvam nama namino. That the name and the person named, they are not two, they are one. The person, the name, and the person who is named, they're not two, they're one. So, Hare Krishna, let us launch, dive deep into the ocean of the Holy Name Week by having some kirtan. Maybe I could just sing for a few minutes, a little while.